You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Ricky and the Flash is out in Kalamazoo theaters this week. James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse says there's a lot to love in this uplifting comedy, but it seems to be missing a few pieces.
Over the years, we've seen Meryl Streep survive a Nazi concentration camp, expose the hazards of nuclear power, operate an African coffee farm, dominate the fashion world, and negotiate the challenges of eternal life. But can she lead a bar band? Of course she can. She's Meryl Streep. And she rocks with conviction in director Jonathan Demme's Ricky and the Flash. We even get Meryl unplugged midway through the movie as she strums an acoustic guitar and sings a lovely song titled Cold One.
Like a cold one on a summer's day, I was a cold one to leave that way, but no one stood in my way.
Ricky and the Flash has some echoes of Demme's Rachel Getting Married, although this is far less harrowing to sit through than that Anne Hathaway squirmathon. Streep plays Ricky Randazzo, who cashiers every day at a snooty Los Angeles grocery store called Total Foods, screenwriter Diablo Cody's parody of Whole Foods Market. At night, though, you'll find her at the Salt Well, a San Fernando Valley bar where she rocks out as a sort of third-rate Bonnie Raitt, alongside fellow guitarist and sometime boyfriend Greg, played by 80s heartthrob Rick Springfield. Ricky is like millions of other aspiring musicians, good enough to get hired, but not talented or lucky enough to get that elusive big break. But a phone call from her ex-husband Pete puts Ricky back into her former life. Once upon a time in the 80s, she was a well-to-do mom and corporate wife in Indianapolis, with three kids and a husband named Pete, played by Kevin Kline, Streep's co-star from Sophie's Choice. Pete is still a straight-laced, buttoned-down suburban workaholic, although he now has a spotless McMansion and a somewhat messy history with Ricky. Ricky's daughter Julie, played by Streep's real-life daughter Mamie Gummer, is shell-shocked after being dumped by her husband, and Pete thinks Ricky might be able to help her come back from an emotional tailspin. But reintegrating yourself into a family is tough work, and Ricky finds herself torn between her new identity and the comfortable world she ditched in order to chase her dream of stardom.
Hey!
Why did you walk out on my daughter?
Our daughter.
Julie hates you.
That may be. And I have to live with that every day of my life, but now you have to live with the pain you caused.
Cody's screenplay dodges most of the soap operatics that often seep into stories like this, and she incorporates some clever ideas, such as Ricky turning out to be a conservative Republican, despite her leather outfits and party princess swagger. Streep and Gummer play off each other easily and believably, and Kline is very good as the somewhat hapless, helpless man in the middle. As Pete's new wife, Broadway legend Audra McDonald, gets maximum dramatic mileage out of a handful of scenes, and her long-in-the-works confrontation with Ricky is smartly written and smoothly played.
There was a hole in this family, and I filled it.
The biggest problem with Ricky and the Flash is not what's in the movie, but what seems to have been left out. Although what we get is a pleasant, occasionally touching comedy drama that doesn't go down entirely predictable paths, sometimes you can't help but wish there was a little more substance. While Cody doesn't milk the situation for melodrama, she leaves us with many questions about everyone's motivations and attitudes. What was it that made Ricky walk away from her family? Why did Pete summon her back from L.A. without Julie's blessing? It's hard to knock any movie in which Kevin Kline and Meryl Streep get stoned to eat cookie dough and listen to Electric Light Orchestra's Laredo Tornado. And for the most part, Ricky and the Flash is an enjoyable comedy drama with a strong soundtrack. It's just kind of a shame the movie doesn't have as much character as its leading lady. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.